this episode of Between Good Podcasts, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Hey, welcome to Between Good Podcasts, episode 149. This is your host, Mark.
And Kaylee.
How you doing, Kaylee?
Good.
So, what is on your mind these days?
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Mr. Rogers, yeah. We watched the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it is a beautiful day outside right now. It's March at the time of this recording, and we're in Florida, and it's probably mid-70s, and the sun is shining, and low humidity, and it just feels really good.
It's warm.
Yeah, it is warm. What did we do yesterday?
We sat around playing games and stuff.
Oh, I was thinking more about how we went to the beach.
Oh, yeah. We made sand castles. We got each other wet.
We went surfing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking about A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. So the question I always ask you is, would you like to give a plot synopsis?
What's a plot synopsis?
All right. That's a running joke from like the last two or three episodes from longtime listeners. It's about Fred Rogers, the famous Mr. Rogers from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah, and Lloyd Vogel.
Mr. Rogers is giving an interview to Lloyd Vogel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And is Mr. Rogers nice?
Yes.
Yes, he's about the nicest person I've ever seen on TV.
Yeah.
What about Lloyd Vogel?
He's a little mad at someone.
Yeah, he's a little bit mad and a little bit sad. He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And this has a lot of classic Mr. Rogers moments in it. The way the story is told is a little bit different. I looked this up to see if there was a name for it, and there isn't. But where the main character, Mr. Rogers, is not the protagonist. The protagonist of the story is Lloyd Vogel. So there's a lot of Mr. Rogers in there, but it's really about Lloyd Vogel.
Yeah, and then there's something weird, which usually isn't in most of the pictures, or episodes. It never gets out of the picture. It just, like, doesn't turn off.
Yeah, and, of course, longtime Mr. Rogers fans will know all about picture.
Yeah, picture.
This is kind of like Mary Poppins, where the movie Mary Poppins isn't really about Mary Poppins or the kids. It's about Mr. Banks.
Mm-hmm. The dad, I think.
Yep. All right. So this is a 2019 film released in November. It stars Tom Hanks.
Who's Tom Hanks?
He's the one that plays Mr. Rogers. And he does a fantastic job. I was kind of skeptical about how he would play Mr. Rogers, and he plays him very well, I thought. Mm-hmm. All right. And it also stars Matthew Rhys and Chris Cooper. And I'm sure they've been great in other films, but I can't really place them at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is rated PG. So it's perfectly good for, that's not what PG stands for, but it's it works in this case.
Mm-hmm. PG-13?
Nope, just PG.
Okay.
So there's a tiny, tiny bit of violence, but one person punches somebody else.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any language. There's no adult content that I can remember. So what did you like best about it?
Picture.
Yeah. I liked that they used the classic Mr. Rogers themes, like how they pan out and show the little miniature town. They did that for the scene transitions. And the intro to the movie was just like the intro to Mr. Rogers. And they showed that he lived exactly the way that he acted on the show. And they kept picture and trolley and the land of make-believe and all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd do differently?
No, except I'd probably stop playing picture so that nobody would get confused.
Oh, okay.
But turn it off and then just complete the story.
There's one part in there where Lloyd Vogel is kind of either hallucinating or dreaming that I think they take it too far. I think they were trying to be artistic or something, and I didn't think it really worked.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd maybe cut that scene a little bit short. All right, then. So if you had to give this movie a rating, and your rating scale, as our longtime listeners will remember, is from best to worst, gotta see it if you have time, or don't see it, what would you give this movie?
Gotta see it.
Yeah, I would give it a gotta see it. Especially if you... It was overall a really neat story, but if you grew up watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, you need to see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard much about it, so I didn't know if we should watch it or not, and I thought it was really great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anything else you want to say about the movie?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, then I guess we'll go on and have the rest of our beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right, and out there in listener land, if you've got any thoughts on A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood or Mr. Rogers or anything else, tell us about it at betweengoodpodcast.podomatic.com. We would love if you would leave us a review on iTunes. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So that wraps it up for this episode. This has been your host, Mark.
And Kaylee.
And we're Between Good Podcasts.
Yeah.
So I'd maybe cut that sheen. That easy for me to say. Lloyd is giving an interview... I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I'll edit it out later.